Paul, a 2-0 home win today, and thoroughly deserved, and probably should have been more, if anything.
Yeah, it was. Pleased, really professional performance to get back on track, really. You know, people look at maybe Colchester being down there, but they beat Bristol City last week, and we've seen what Bristol City came and done to us, so getting back on track, as in clean sheet as well, it was important, because we've conceded some soft goals recently, and, you know, as you said, I feel it's a thoroughly deserved 3 points.
And 14 out of 16 times now, when you've taken the lead in games, you've gone on to win them. This point about the first goal in League One becoming more important, isn't it?
It's massive at any level. You know, and we're just pleased we got it. Ender, surprisingly, has bobbed up, but he should have shot just before it when he was clean through. But I'm pleased with the boys. You know, I think we've had 24 shots and goals today. Possibly could have been a few more.
Any complaints about their penalty or not?
It's a soft one. It is. You know, Reese has just about touched him, I think, and he's went over. But you know, you've got to accept it. You don't like it at the time, but you've got to accept it and go on. And but it was really important, but especially at home, that we got back on track.
Did the opening goal change the dynamics at half time in any way, shape or form, in terms of what you thought about saying to what you then said at half time?
Not really, because we kept the ball really well at times, and we were creating opens. You know, we were getting our full backs forward, putting great deliveries in the box, and, you know, we'd hit the bar twice as well before that. So we're reasonably pleased. We just wanted to up the quality a little bit and maybe play with a little bit more tempo, because they're difficult to play against. You know, they get everybody behind the ball. They have two banks of four. The two forwards drop into their half. And you've got to show a certain degree of patience within that. And that was the most pleasing thing.
And we know that at times you get your throat cut in this league when you don't then take your chances. At 1-0, was there any ever cause for concern the longer it stayed 1-0?
There always is, because they've got decent players up top, you know, and at 1-0 you're always looking to get the second goal. But within that, you've just got to make sure you're nice and solid, you know, and teams, as we've seen here, can break in us and score at any time. So to pick up the 3 points after two defeats in a week is really pleasing.
And Nathan Tyson, he's on to 10 in all competitions now this season. Another big shift for him. Gets his reward again.
Yeah, he did. I thought he was outstanding. I thought they worked great. The front two showed really set us off today, you know, because with us playing the diamond, we do sacrifice a little bit of width defensively. Two, three, four, five times in the first half, the work rate for them to get back in and help Tina was outstanding.
And no coincidence, the clean sheet has come with Luke McCulloch back in a starting shirt today. Just a question of match sharpness, bringing him back in now, Paul. He's an important player for you, isn't he?
Well, we just wanted to freshen things up a little bit. You know, Big Jamie's come in and done really well. We left the two wide players out today to try and get Abdul some match time in there as well and get the two up top. So the amount of games we've had recently, we just felt, and after a couple of defeats, just to freshen it up.
Curtis Main as well. I mean, as a former striker yourself, Paul, I just wonder what the approach has been with him, whether some players need an arm round the shoulder or...
The chance Curtis had today was a lot more difficult than what it looked. You know, he's in there beating himself up about it. It's coming across his body, the pitch is a bit bobbly and everything else. And I've been there, you know, and I've missed the target, and at least Curtis hit it. So Curtis is fine. I thought his work rate today was outstanding for the team.
And how would you mark Abdul Razak's progress? That's his first start, obviously, at the keep, Mo. A couple of games in now, isn't he?
He is. And, you know, he's a good player. I think we've seen that. I can't really remember him giving away the ball at all today.
You know, have you got a bit of a conundrum in terms of where you bring him into the side? Because he started, correct me if I'm wrong, but a little bit deeper at Port Vale. It looks like he's been given a bit more of a free rein today going further forward.
Yeah, I see him ultimately as more of a forward thinking midfield player. But he's a good player. He's got a very good football brain for a young kid and the positions he takes up. So he can play within the middle of the park in a number of positions. But I was really pleased with him today. I thought his ball retention was outstanding.
And a busy March, of course, can put February to one side now. Six games in March, but only two at home, starting against Preston on Tuesday. How do you see it panning out now?
It's a busy month. Every month, I think we've just had seven games this month, six games next month. But, we've just got to keep hanging on in there. You know, we know we've got players that can give us performances. We know we've got a squad that if I need to freshen it up like I did today, that I can do. And people say there's some tough games coming up, but we've had some tough games already.
And what's the injury situation with regard to James Coppinger, Paul? Last question. I mean, could he come back in on Tuesday against Preston? Any new bumps or bruises?
That's a few knocks in there, but the knocks seem to be slightly less when you've won a game. But Copps, he's out training on the pitch at the minute with the rest of the lads who didn't play today. So he'll train Monday and we'll see how he is from there.